With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines Tuesday met with conservation and public lands groups in Gardner to celebrate the recent passage of the bipartisan Great American Outdoors Act. With the Roosevelt Arch at Yellowstone National Park in the background, Senator Daines said it was public land that brought a divided Washington, D.C. together.
It's not always easy to get something that seems like relatively good common sense done, which is the Great American Outdoors Act. But your support made all the difference to ensure that we got it actually through Congress and got an outcome.
Some conservation groups and public land policy experts have called the Great American Outdoors Act once-in-a-generation legislation. Its impact is twofold. One, it provides up to $9.5 billion over the next 5 years to tackle a long list of maintenance projects at national parks and other federal land. Here's Yellowstone Superintendent Cam Shawley.
What you saw after the post-war was a substantial increase in visitation and a substantial correlating impact to the infrastructure in our parks across the country.
Visitation to America's national parks has increased tenfold since 1950, and the National Park Service reports a backlog of infrastructure projects totaling nearly $12 billion. Yellowstone's deferred maintenance alone is around $600 million. Paved roads, parking lots, bridges, and buildings have the highest maintenance needs. The new legislation also guarantees $900 million every year for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which uses royalties from offshore oil and gas drilling to pay for conservation projects. Clayton Elliott with the Montana chapter of Trout Unlimited says almost three-quarters of Montana's fishing access sites have been funded by the LWCF.
And our vision to have one every 12 miles of navigable water in this state is going to be a whole lot easier with $900 million.
Since its creation in 1965, Congress has authorized full funding for the LWCF only twice. The Great American Outdoors Act ensures money intended for the fund can't be siphoned off for non-conservation government spending. Dick Dolan with the Trust for Public Land says that certainty makes it easier to work with landowners on conservation easements and purchases.
It really, really was a pain in the neck, actually, to get to that point where you had someone really interested, you're about ready to get the deal started, and then have to say to them, but, of course, it all depends on what Congress is going to do with LWCF next year or the year after.
Some groups like the Wild Montana Action Fund are celebrating this legislation, but say this moment doesn't reflect Daines's public lands record. Democratic Senator John Tester, a co-sponsor of the Great American Outdoors Act, has carried bills to permanently fund the LWCF for the past 10 years. Tester said in a press release Tuesday he's calling on Congress to keep the public land support going and make a decision on the Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Act. It would expand federally designated wilderness in northwest Montana and allow some snowmobile and mountain bike use on public lands in the area. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.